USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is the Supreme Court is upholding President Trump's so-called travel ban. The ban that involves travel and immigration to the U.S. by people from eight countries, including six largely Muslim nations. The policy had been challenged by several states, but the High Court has just announced it has voted 5-4 in its ruling to again uphold that ban. California Democrat Maxine Waters not backing down from statements she made over the weekend about harassing members of President Trump's administration when they're spotted in public. USA Radio's Robin Walensky with more.
The California congresswoman not apologizing after she takes heat for telling people to protest and push back on members of President Trump's cabinet when they are in public.
There's nowhere in my statement, any time, any place that we talked about harm.
USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
President Trump at a South Carolina rally last night where he doesn't back down on his calls to deport illegal immigrants immediately without going before judges. The president telling the crowd at that campaign rally that his advisors were telling him 5,000 new judges are needed to process people crossing the border.
So I said today, I don't want judges. I want ICE and Border Patrol agents.
President Trump speaking at that rally in support of South Carolina's Governor Henry McMaster, who today's an intense runoff election with Republican challenger John Warren. Meanwhile, there are primary elections in six other states, New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. In Northern California, the Pawnee fire is burning out of control, crews saying it's only 5% contained. Meanwhile, in southwestern Colorado, hot, dry conditions are still fueling the 416 fire, which yesterday further grew. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Russell Crowe will star as Roger Ailes in a new Showtime limited series about the rise of Fox News. The show will be titled The Loudest Voice in the Room. It will be about the best-selling book of the same name by journalist Gabriel Sherman. Ailes founded Fox News in 1996 and was the CEO of the company until 2016. That's when he was forced to resign over sexual harassment accusations, and he died the following year. The series will be Crowe's television debut. AT&T is being accused of helping the National Security Agency collect data for spying purposes. The Intercept is reporting the Dallas-based telecommunications giant lets the NSA have eight peering hubs to look at internet traffic through a project that it calls Fairview. A former AT&T technician says the NSA can collect data from AT&T and other companies' networks. The hubs reportedly located in Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, L.A., New York, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. An AT&T spokesperson says the company is required by law to give such information to the government in complying with court orders and subpoenas. And the National Weather Service says people in southwestern Tennessee worried about an unusual cloud earlier this month that they thought was a UFO can rest easy. It was what's called a roll cloud, a natural occurrence. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.